then I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. She is still standing, and I'm so happy about it. Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator Casey Johnson is here to recap, among many things, the recent Prescott days, and oh gosh, just lots of stuff going on. So first of all, I have to commend you. What a wonderful weekend. I know you couldn't control the weather, but that certainly helped, didn't it? You had a beautiful, beautiful weekend to celebrate Prescott Days. How many years has Prescott Days been going on? Do you know?
That's a great question. We were trying to figure out originally, because it is the weekend after Labor Day every year. And it has been that way probably for the last 20-some, almost 30 years. And talking to some people that know the history and, you know, that they remember when it actually got moved to that weekend a few, like 30-some years ago. So, we've got buttons at the Historical Society. At least 30, 40 years. I mean, if not more.
It's just a great time of year, don't you think?
It was perfect. The weather, and partly because of the weather, is why they moved it up in the month. But, finally back in studio for an interview, which is fantastic.
I know.
And actually having people at Prescott Days in person. And I think the theme of the reunited, and it feels so good, and
it
the awkward
so
family
reunion funny.
Was so fitting. People, I think, really did have a good time, and it was fascinating to see people who had run into people they hadn't seen in months and to be out and about. I think, again, the safety of being outside helps. But, it really, people really did turn out. And the parade, we had Prescott Family Dental tell me they order about 800 bags, and they weren't even to the grandstand and started to have to ration. So I know that.
So there were over 1,000 people watching.
I'd like to think so.
Man, that's
awesome. It was definitely a good turnout. And the whole weekend was great, so.
That is so great. So this happens, of course, the weekend after Labor Day in Prescott. And just give people a recap. What all did you, it's not just a one-day festival. It's all weekend.
That's right. So Friday night, the chamber actually hosted this year the street dance. So we had Tim Siegler, which we're very excited about. It sort of kicked off with Churchill doing a tasting in their parking lot, and then everyone was, had the chance to go over and watch the Cardinals beat St. Croix Central on Friday night, which is the first in a while, I understand. So that was exciting. And then people, head down towards the marina to the street dance. And so that was, we've talked to police after that, no real issues. So that was great, because you just never knew how much people wanted to let loose this year. So great turnout for that. Saturday, you started out with a fishing contest, and definitely had a handful of people come out for that.
That's fun.
Yep, 7 a.m. bright and early for the fishermen.
Love it.
Might ever actually be a little late, but good turnout nonetheless. And then the vendors and the car show. We had over 50 vendors this year. So Gabrielle O'Reilly really did a great job of sort of reaching beyond the normal vendors that we have and finding the space. So thanks to No Name for opening up their parking lot so we could add more vendors there. And then the children's games were a pretty big hit as well. And then everything this year, instead of at the fire hall, we convened at the Legion. So throughout the day, euchre and bags tournament, there was food up there. And then at the end of the night, a band called The Board, B-O-R-E-D, and they were fantastic. So that capped off Saturday night. And then the parade was at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So with our wonderful MCs. So thank you again, Mo, for joining us for that.
That is always a wonderful event, and it's just so fun to see the whole town turn out. And the parade participants, man, you had a lot of variation. Who were the big winners, please?
Yeah, so people got into the theme, that's for sure. And we, typically have the Grand Marshal make his or her selection. So this year, Pete French was our 2021 Grand Marshal. And we actually were honoring Char McGee as our 2020 Grand Marshal. So for all the work that, she's done throughout the years, we were able to recognize her. And then Pete rode in the parade for this year's Grand Marshal for all his work at the food pantry. But so the Grand Marshal chose Stella Dance as his choice. And then our most humorous, and hopefully people have seen out on Facebook that Lucille's won for her her creation of the Britney Spears awkward family reunion.
Saga.
Yeah.
So can I tell you, that was not only the longest float entrance, but it was the most complicated, but yet it told the whole story of sweet Britney Spears.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, Britney through the ages, and then... I know. I really hope people can find this on Facebook or Lucille's Facebook site.
And then at the very end, I'm like, I don't quite understand what's going on. And then it was the parents saying they did the best they could.
They gave up the conservatorship. So now they're the ones in trouble. And Britney's free and she can live her life. But Kimberly and her entire staff and some of her most loyal patrons participated. The most musical wound up being, I know, it's just, it really was so good.
That and Boogie Jesus, or what was his
name? Oh, yeah, Boogie for Jesus.
Boogie for Jesus, yeah. Yes, that one was.
Yeah, they actually found us, which was great. But it turns out, I guess, the Godinator.
Was he the guy, the Servinator, Godinator?
Yeah, but I heard him say that I guess his wife's like great-grandmother was from Prescott, which is how they wound up there
you
and
go.
How they found us.
Oh my gosh.
but the most musical float, St. Joe's,
wasn't that sweet?
The school with the Knights of Columbus. But most community spirit was the wrestling club, the Prescott Wrestling Club.
Oh yes.
So they help and sponsor, you know, the wrestling tournaments and the wrestling team, and just, you know, the feed into the school program. And then our best spirited business was New Adventures. So they had their whole playpen in the yard and
yes.
all that in the back. And all so it was very cute. Yeah, so it was great to see some new floats and new additions this
creativity,
year.
Creativity,
yeah,
yes.
And then the creativity. I mean, you know, First National Bank did theirs with the family photos. And so you had your, you know, cat lady and the grandma with or the grandma with all the cats on there.
That's awkward.
And then the 80s, you know, the 80s jumpsuits and all that stuff that they did. So people really did get into it.
They totally did.
And it was just good to see the representation. So we had, you know, the St. Croix Valley Off-Road Club, too, which was a new addition this year. But they did a little demonstration.
Yes. Kind of made me nervous.
The car
there
climbing on the other car.
With a baby in it? Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of made me just a little.
Don't
nervous.
Try this at home.
No,
like
don't.
The martial arts here, you know. So it really was a little something for everybody.
No
this
kidding.
Year,
it
think,
was a great. Well,
both our bands, middle and high school band, dance team, all that. So it was good to see everybody out.
It absolutely was. Well, congratulations to you. It was a
you.
Wonderful, wonderful yeah. weekend. So what else is going up? You know, that's the beauty is you can't rest on your laurels ever, can
all.
You? You got to think ahead.
Yeah.
What else is coming down the pike?
Yeah, so we, you know, for the chamber piece, we're getting ready for sort of what our winter looks like. So we'll have a highway cleanup here in October. We got to get ready and start planning whatever our annual dinner may look like this year. Again, just seeing what people are comfortable getting back into. And then we'll have, Small Business Saturday in November. So we're Thanksgiving already here. I don't
exactly
feels like it. So, you know, you're right. These things are sort of in the works. Right now, we're in the midst of selling our calendar raffle tickets.
Yes, tell us about that, please.
We'll start pulling those in October. But each year, we do for $10, you buy a ticket, and every day of the month in October, your name can get drawn, and there's a designated amount of money that you'll win on that day, and you can win multiple times. So, the $10 tickets are most of the businesses are selling around town in Prescott. Yeah, it's just a little fundraiser for us to keep some of these programs going. And so we get that going. And like I said, then we start planning for the November, December stuff and sort of see how all this flows. But
is Prescott Days a big fundraiser for you as well?
Well, so it's technically a committee within the city that the money goes to. And, you know, we had three new co-chairs, tri-chairs this year, that the Riley sisters, so Elizabeth Gergen and Annie Valentine and Angela McGee, incredible work. They were just amazing and, you know, lifelong Prescottians and their family history. So they really understood and got the theme. And, you know, so I think part of looking to the future and sort of what role the chamber or the Prescott Days Committee or, you know, we're desperate need for volunteers for next year. I think a lot of people, this is sort of that transition year. So coming out of COVID, new chairs, you know, what role people play moving forward. But there is money there for, and I think that's part of, you know, what does that look like to help support community projects. And we have the Prescott Foundation, but, you know, this is obviously something you know, that could fill some other needs in the community to, you know, beautify and revitalize and those kind of avenues. But I think that's something that this next few months we'll do a recap meeting and figure out what, you know, what can be done differently and what, you know, some of that stuff could be used for. But
and from a tourism standpoint, I know that a lot of people are familiar with Prescott because it is the start of the Great River Road, right, and now what, the Great American Road or whatever it is, the big award that that beautiful stretch, yeah, of highway got. But you actually want people to come and really pick around and see all that Prescott has to offer, not just drive through.
Right. Yeah. So, we've mentioned over the last few months, you know, having the Port of Prescott hotels participate there, you know, or opened up, and having, you know, a few Airbnbs in the area so that people can actually stay in Prescott. They can shop, they can walk around, they can get to Freedom Park. And one of the big initiatives that there's a meeting coming up next week in the Parks and Public Property Committee about sort of revitalizing the downtown and the waterfront there. So the new dock was put in this summer so that the boaters had better access. But, you know, there's definitely some more green space and some overlook decks and things like that that I think the city's interested in creating. I mean, you know, probably a 3 to 5 year project and all that stuff. But it again, making it more of a destination. You can come to the beach in Prescott. You can come over to the boat launch. You can sit out on the dock and the decks and things like that. So I think, yes, I mean, how do we draw more people to spend the night, spend a weekend, make it a destination instead of just that pass-through? We've increased parking, so that's been great.
So on that same line, you said that there is a meeting coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so City Council, it's one of the subcommittees there, the council meetings, next Wednesday, the 22nd at 6 p.m. So I know that we just met with the new city administrator, Matt Wolf, who I believe you will be interviewing shortly. But he has reached out to the business community to make sure they're aware and has invited everyone to attend the meeting so that we can all learn sort of about the new project at the riverfront and the timeline and for the proposal. So we'll learn more next week.
So how does that tie in to businesses that are downtown? Are they responsible financially for some of these improvements? Is this something that the city gets grants for? How does that work?
I do think some grants were involved. I don't know many more details other than the businesses would definitely benefit having people boating and walking coming up from that area. You know, we just did a ribbon cutting for Aim Joy Boutique in town, and that's where she's just seen so much traffic coming up from down at the dock. So I think that's just sort of shows the foot traffic that people, you know, that come in from down there. The restaurants clearly on the patios, I know, you know, No Name and Scabs and Muddy's and those guys that have the decks, Lucille's in her patio, Broad Street's opened up decks or sidewalk space as well. So, you know, everyone's really been trying to cater to that outdoor and driving those tourists in. Kitchen Table has an outdoor space. So pretty much the sidewalks are open for business as well. But I do think it'll just entice people to grab a coffee at Twisted Oak and go sit down at the water or do a little shopping when they come in from the boats, the parking with motorcycles. It looks like in the proposal here, there'd be additional motorcycle parking, which might open up some of the other spaces on the street for cars. So hopefully it's something that'll work for everyone, I think.
So is this a proposal, or is this something that they're going to wait for feedback and then for a final plan? How does it all work?
That's a great question.
Okay.
I guess we'll find out next week.
Exactly.
I mean, right now they've sent a letter and a proposed development plan here. So the conceptual riverfront plan. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, feedback, or I'd be interested, like you said, how the financial piece of this. But I know some of those, you know, new tax grants that came out and they, you know, Get America up and running again, kind of out of COVID, some of those plans that we try to take advantage of that grant money.
But nothing on the old steamboat spot?
Not that I'm aware of.
What do you hear? Anything?
That it's still privately owned.
Okay. Wow. Do you hear of any restaurants that would like to move and take it over again?
Or? I think the last proposals the city had sent out about developing that space.
Wasn't it?
Maybe even having to try to move
housing?
Move roads. Yeah, that would have been mixed-use housing. Right now, it's just people use the parking lot. So, but it's still privately owned, and I don't know where it stands.
So we are coming into the fall season, and is there a big drop-off then for tourism coming soon, or when does that hit, or does it hit at all?
Hopefully it won't hit. I do know, I mean, some of the businesses, the restaurants specifically, that will take some time or do some maintenance again, probably.
Cut back their hours,
Back hours or update at change hours. But, you know, Lucille's tries to do the ice sculpture garden. Mm-hmm. I think you've got snowmobiles and people that come through. And then for the fall, I mean, the flood runs and the motorcycles, that doesn't really stop. Mm-mm. So I think until we get our first real freeze or, you know, too much snow that people, but, you know, football season and I don't think it gets too quiet, so that's a good thing.
Does it feel like things are getting back to normal in Prescott?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think school's back in and kids are in person and masking is still optional. So I think that breeds familiarity. I mean, the buses are running and so parents can go back to work and have that break. Yeah, the weekends are still pretty busy downtown and you know, we've seen like our Vision Source and Scenic Bluffs or the insurance, the Croy Insurance and the banks and those guys that, you know, have been doing different, the or sort of reopening of their businesses, or Croy Insurance just hosted a come by and get your cracks in your windshield done for free. So I think people are, you know, trying to entice people to come out and, you know, check out their businesses and new clients. Everybody's always looking for new clients and everybody's still hiring. And so, yeah, I think people are trying to really get back out there.
That's really an ongoing issue. I know everywhere is trying to find, it's mainly part-time help, right? Or is it full-time as well?
The jobs that I'm getting, even the library is looking for like an events management person. I think the restaurants are always looking for staff. There's some of the industrial side. So like Henkel, that is now TC Ladd, they're hiring for some engineering. So yeah, I think, and it's all shifts too. Different, you know, morning and night shifts, things like that. The signs that are all around town for all that. Casco, we did a ribbon cutting. They're hiring shift work. So yeah, I think everybody is looking for full part-time overnight shifts at this point.
And comprehensively, you have a list, don't you, on your website?
It's in our newsletter that goes out every week. So yeah, people can email me if they have a job opening or if they're interested in being on that newsletter, you know, chamberofprescott@gmail.com. Can add you to the email or to the newsletter. And then yeah, our website, you know, has the contact info as well, chamberofprescott.com. So hopefully people, if you're looking, we can help you.
Absolutely. Casey, thank you. So great to see you.
It.
And again, congratulations on just a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yes. Get rest when able.
Yes, right? Exactly. Appreciate it. Thank you.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth. Our guest today, Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator Casey Johnson. And this is AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.